You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Oscars was amazing. No, genuinely, it was my first time there. I'm eternally grateful to anyone who made it happen. I was in heaven. I was like, this is genuinely insane. Like, everyone tries to act fancy about it. I see people tweeting all the time, like, oh, nobody cares about the Oscars. Who cares? Who cares? I don't care about it. Man, I don't care. And then it's like, Helen Mirren? Was that Helen Mirren? Oh, my God, Daniel Craig! I care now. People try and act cool all they want, man. It's like, no matter who you are on the world, you watch movies. Do you know what I mean? Like, movies that'll make you happy, movies that'll make you sad. These people, you see them as part of your life, you've grown up with them, and then when you see them in person, it's a magical experience. It genuinely is. Like, the event was amazing, and there's like all these after parties that come afterwards, and I didn't know about these things. So it's like, there's the main event, and then there's like the first after party, and then there'll be like the next after party. It's like it's called the Vanity Fair after party. And it's super, super like exclusive, and then you go there. And so we get there, and this is also where you see like levels of fame and stuff, which I really love, because like we're all standing in line. Everyone there has achieved something in some way, you know what I mean? So I'm standing there, it's myself, it's Terry Crews, you know what I mean? It's like you're standing in the line with people know, like, you know what I mean? It's Keegan-Michael Key, there he is. It's like, yeah, we've done stuff, you know us. And then we're moving forward, and then they stop us, they're like, please move aside! Jennifer Lopez is coming through. And literally, we're all like, sorry. Sorry. And J-Lo walks in, and she goes and she stands. And this was the funniest thing, because there's all these photographers taking pictures, right? And they're like taking pictures of us while we're standing there. And then when J-Lo comes, it's almost like the photographers wish they could untake our pictures. Like, they wish they could be like, ah, I wish I hadn't wasted any battery on these men. Because she, I don't know if you saw the pictures of her, she looked amazing. She had like this glitter ball gown thing. It was like mirrors. It was reflecting. It was like, just like, it's like, so she's walking through and everyone is just like, she looks stunning. Everyone just wanted a picture of her. Like, no one, we didn't exist anymore as people, as anything. Like, even my iPhone started deleting my own pictures. By itself. It was just like, no, make space, take pictures of J-Lo. It's like, this is my family. Screw your family, Trevor. Take pictures of J-Lo. So that was the one after party. And then, in my opinion, probably the best after party of the night is the Jay-Z Beyonce after party. Yeah, so they throw, and it's like the coolest thing ever. There's no social media, there's no anything. It's just people having a great time. And if, like, everyone's just having fun, but again, it's a little weird because like if you're not used to it, there are moments when you go like, this is surreal, right? Because like one moment I'm on the dance floor, and I'm dancing, I'm dancing because the DJ Black Coffee was there, South African DJ, amazing, and he's on, and so I'm dancing, I'm like, yeah, South Africans, and then Usher comes onto the dance floor and he's like, let's dance, and it's like, no. No, Usher. No, you're like a professional. No. Like, the rest of us is just like, hey. And then Usher's like, move, to the other one, to the thing, do it all. Yeah, bam. And it's like, no, there should be like a professional dance floor and then a dance floor for the rest of us. This is bull. Like, the rest of us is just like making our bodies move and Usher's dancing. It's like, what's next? Karaoke with Beyonce? No, it's not fair. It's not fair. You go dance over there. And speaking of like Beyonce and Jay, like just the sweetest, nicest people ever. You know, this was the weirdest moment of my night and maybe my life. I will see where I categorize it. Was I'm on the dance floor, everyone's having a good time, and then Beyonce starts walking in my direction. So I'm like, oh, I should move, right? Because it's Beyonce. Where she is going is not to me. So I'm like, I must move. It's Beyonce. And I also do not want the Beehive coming after me because they're like, yo, you blocked Beyonce's path. I don't want to be involved in this. So she like walks towards me. So I like turn to move out of the way. But it turns out she was coming to say hi. She says hi to everybody. Like just like a nice hi. You think she'd be like sitting in a box, like waving? No. She's saying hi and she's really cool. And she comes over to say hi. But now I'm like moving away from her. And she's like trying to like come in and hug me and say hi. And I'm like moving. And then I realize I'm like, I'm making Beyonce do this weird move. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Beyonce, I'm so sorry. It was, if it never happens again, it's fine, I'm done.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.